Today's limud is Hilchos Tefillin. We're in Siman Chaf Hey, starting now Yud Beis. We're not going to do the entire Siman Asif today, but we'll start. Begins with the Mechaber on the top. Ime Niach Tefillin Kam Pamim B'Yom. If a person's putting on their Tefillin many times during the same day, Tzarech Levarach Aleihem B'Chol Pam. One has to make a bracha on them each time that they put on the Tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Mem Gimel, B'Chol Pam Afilu Im Kishes Silkan Taketh. Even if when you took off your tefillin, your intention was to put them right on, right back on. Afilu im lo shina makom klal bein asayim. And even if you did not change locations at all, v'rama b'somach poligalze. And the Rama is going to argue on this about not making a bracha. V'im b'shas bracha hayadaito she'achar kach yisal kem v'yachzer v'inechem. If at the time when you made the bracha, your intention was you're going to take them off and put them back on. Muchach mendivrei hamogin avraham la'el. We saw earlier in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simon Ches, if called in Tazayin, Dilchuli Ame ain't Sarach Lach Shulvarach. In that case, no, you don't have to make a bracha. In that case, the Dirsha speaks out in 51. Hishab is a din tefillin din tzitzis. It's equivalent the halacha by tefillin and tzitzis. The tzitzis costs to be halacha le'el. Sheha it yutzo. What's the advice you would give? Shetam and yechave mishasa bracha. A person should always have in mind when they are making the bracha. Shem yitzrach lepoch. If I have to take it off, yachshul hashem. I'm going to put it back on. That's by having that kavan in mind. That would prevent one from having to make a new bracha. Okay, now continues the next line in the Mechaber. Tzarech levarach aleihem b'chol. I'm sorry, we did that. Nishmatu mimakomo. If they slipped out of the place, mashmesh behem lahachzirim mimakomom. Tzarech levarach. So if the tefillin slipped out of their place, and then you had to you adjusted them, and then you bring them back, then one makes a new bracha. That's memdal nishmatu. It slipped out. Kos of shlo. Shlo stands for shnei luchos habris. Rishai Horowitz. He's one of the four individuals who has the appellation Hakadosh, we call the Shlo Hakadosh. So writes the Shlo. Ha de lo nehige ha'idne levarich ishnishmetu mimakom. The meaning nowadays, he's living in the 1600s. That we don't make brachos. Mishum de b'shasa tefila mistama ena masiach daita mehem v'havi kechotzo amanas lachziron. Because at the time it feels no hesach adas, and mistama, your attention is that when you take them off, it's on the condition you're going to be putting them back on. In the Dershvi says in 52, Amon le'inimisha noflo mimeno hatalos be'emtza tzefilos shmona esrei. If your talos would fall off of you, v'hachzu achrav achir malav, and someone else puts it on you, because of what we saw earlier back in Simon Ches, k'shemisayim tefilos shmona esrei, yimashmesh tzitzis v'yivarech aleh, you adjust your tzitzis, and then you would make a brach on it. Came back in the Mishnah Berurah, says a pasuk ha'goa b'samach to ein lachs levarach. You're not going to make a new brach on it. Ve'im kein osan shaholchim lev amim ad chatzos b'tefillin. Those who wear the tefillin on, meaning after shachris is over, they keep them on till mid the day chatzos. Im nishmatu roy levarach. In that case, if they would slip out, you would make a brachon. V'chayam Kossi writes, Da'af d'b'shas ha'tefila, even when you're davening, im nishmetu ha'mavorech lohivsi, you don't lose out by making a brach, whether if they would fall out of place. V'komach nulas nira d'lema'eid b'brachos odif. It would seem that it's better to lessen the amount of brachas you're going to making, according here the Sharatzim points out from the Prima Gaudim. Memhei, if they slipped mimakomon from their place, davka kulon oruban. If the majority of the tefila or the entire part of your tefillin slipped off, ava miktosim. If part of it, like it slipped away, ah, the tzorich lahachaziron al makom. Right, you have to return them back. You know, let's say for example, your head tefillin got pushed a little to the side or something like that. You have to, of course, you have to put it back in the correct space. We haven't yet learned what the correct space is, but we will learn soon. So you have to put it back by buzz. And that is ain't tzorich lachs levarach. You do not make a bracha by just like readjusting your tefillin that slide a little bit. In the 53, he brings the dirsh about the tzitzis. What would the din be? But in tzitzis shenishmeta me'al haguf v'nafla, they fell off, right? Kos shulchan aruch le'el, again, simen ches, shirak im nafla kulo yesh lach levarach. If the entire talus fell off of you, then you would make the bracha. Ava im nafla miktos, but part of your talus fell off, oh, afilu nafla rubon, even the majority of it, ain levarach shenis, you don't make a second bracha on it. Kos mishnah brur sham, Das Hataz, Af im Nofla Rubo, Yeshlach Zulavarich, Shekein Tzidet Hagroa. So the Taz is Machmen, says that no, you would make a bracha in that case. And that's what he's quoting over here in the parentheses. Next Mishnah Berurah is on Mem Vav. The one would be. No, I'm shoving up to that yet. Let's go back a second. Let's go back into the Ramah. Im machzir achas mehen yivarech kemoshim yiniach tefila achas kikam simin chaf vav. Okay, coming up, we're going to learn about that. That if you, one of them would come out of place, what the din is. Zizam im makoyimam adait lahachzir miyad. If you move them out of the place and your kavana is that you're going to put them right back on, so then tzarech levarech. That's the memvav over here. Tzarech levarech tekevin dehezizon makoyimim havi kemosh esiyun legamrei. Since you move them out of their place, it's considered to be the same as if you would take them off entirely. Then the Hagah, Yeshamrim, some say no. Shlo levarech v'hachinog. We don't make a brach on this case, and that is our minhag. Kvar nisbar la'el simin ches sif yudad. So just we'll end off with this in the Mishnah Berurah here in Mem Zayin. He says shlo levarech. Why? Kaven dehazizan al daslach. So you move them on the intention you're going to be putting them back. Mashein came benishmetu me'atzmo. Right? Because in that case, when they fell off by of their own accord, you didn't move it. It fell off against your will. I mean, the takeoff shenishmat azal mitzvah. Now once it's fallen off, that terminated the mitzvah. I mean, the difference is whether you're being active, you're actively doing it, or it's happening to you. In this case, the mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, was quiet. Sham, says the Mishnah, the same din would apply if you would take them off entirely, with the intention of putting them right back on immediately. So polygnami hayeshomim, this yeshomim also would be cholik on that. Fafit im shina makomim bein assignment, even if you change locations in the interim. Uposku ha'achronim kein, and this is the way that the achronim paskin. That's interesting. Again, we'll see on the dirshu, Miloshna 54. Mi loshona adaita lahachzir miyad. You had the das to put them right back immediately. Mash mesh ladas hayeshomrim, according to the yeshomim quoted here by the Ramah, Ein levarach al tefillin rakishin kishin to lahachziron miyad mamish, when your das was to put them right back on immediately. V'chein kosev legabe tzitzis v'sharatziyon la'el b'shem hagro amun bir halacha lekaman. He writes kosev she'af im cholzan koidim hasuuda al das l'shuv l'vosham rakla acher she'yigmar as hasuuda. You take it right off before you're eating, put it right back on afterwards. In this case, nechshav adavar kecholzan al das l'hachzir miyad. That's considered to be as if you are putting them right back on immediately, even though you had a suuda in between. Okay, continuing now in the Mishnah Berurah, four lines up from the bottom. Ve'im lo haya b'dayta l'hachzir miyad. If your intention was not to put back on tefillin immediately afterwards, rak la'achar zman, you're going to be after a little time. Safi'im achar kach lo shetekatin, after that, now you put them on immediately. Oshai bedaita l'achzir and take, if you had intention, you're going to put them right back on. V'achar kach nishtacha hadavar hesich daita min assignment, something happened, you got distracted, whatever it is. The chuli alma, according to everybody, there's no machlokis, tzarech lach levarach. You would have to, yes, make a bracha in that case. Because the hesech adas, v'chein im chalton lichnos lebeis akise. If you take off your tefillin in order to go into the bathroom, afilu hayadaita lelavshon, take it tzarech levarach l'chuli alma. You would have to make the bracha immediately afterwards, and it explains why. In 55, it says mashenkin le'inin talis. This is different than the din by your tzitzis. Your talis goes talking here. Dekevin shekosel la'el. We saw shirak ein nochel lahachnis sham lebeis hakise. It's not proper to go into there. Aval eino osam medina. But one is it's not osam medina. Lechein ein tzorach lachs levarchala. That's why you don't have to. But he's saying here by the tefillin it would be osam. Now, just to be intellectually honest over here, me'ikar hadin, one could urinate while wearing tefillin. It's not done, but there is grounds to at least open up the discussion and say, well, perhaps it would make a difference as to why the person took off their tefillin. If they're going to defecate or they're going to urinate. So defecation for sure, you could not wear tefillin on that. You can't pass gas while wearing tefillin. It's a chisorn and gufnaki. But me'ikar hadin, one could be mashed in while wearing the tefillin. But okay, so the Mishnah Berurah is not really getting into that piece right here. right after two lines from the bottom, because now since you can't go into the bathroom wearing them, then that's like that ends the mitzvah. Which goes with Simon Samach. Okay, because the same thing would apply if you are. If you'll need to pass gas, and so you take off your tefillin, in that case, because you had to take them off, that again, that terminates the bracha, or the using, meaning it terminates the wearing, that you'd have to make them again. That's interesting. In 56, he points out the dish that you really don't have to take them off. You just have to move them off the correct makom, because that's in halacha. If they're not in the correct place, we'll learn that's because it's ki'ilu in halacha terms, like it's sitting in your pocket. If they're crooked or they're not in the right spot, etc. So we'll end with the dish of 56 is ve'ein tzorech lahachas in the garment. You don't have to take, if a person feels the need to pass gas, you don't have to remove the tefillin entirely. Ela maspik, it's sufficient mashem azizin ad asher ena. It's sufficient enough just to move the tefillin out of the correct location where they were, and that would be enough in order to if the person felt the need, they would pass gas. Okay, so actually we'll stop at this point in Sif Met Yud Beis, and we'll pick it up in the next year, starting with the continuing of the Mechaber, which says them on the bottom line. Okay, we'll stop here.